We have to talk about this Bill Gates and Melinda Gates divorce.
Yeah.
Because there's some twist to this story that I think people don't even really realize. They're just like, oh yeah, the billionaire's getting divorced, whatever. Here's what you may not know. So Bill Gates had this agreement with his wife, their entire marriage for decades, that once a year he can go on a sex weekend with an ex-girlfriend. Yeah, see, now it's interesting. Now you're like, oh, the Bill Gates divorce is now, this is getting interesting. So before he dated Melinda Gates, he was dating this woman and something or other, and they were kind of hot and heavy, and they were both in the industry together, but it just wasn't, I mean, they had like chemistry, but it wasn't like a love match, you know, but there, you know, you've had people like that in your life where like the sex is hot, but you just know that they're not the person that you want to father your children or mother your children. Like it's just, it's not going to last forever, but the sex is hot. So when he got together with Melinda, he was already a billionaire. Okay. So mm-hmm. that already tells you that he can do whatever he wants, right? He made an agreement with her that once a year he can get together with this ex for like this hot weekend. And there was like a certain place they always went to together, like some vacation spot or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they would, there was a whole thing, like they would ride RTVs, are they called? What are those vehicles?
ATVs.
ATVs, yeah. Okay. They ride ATVs. They would go wind sailing. They would
I
do
don't
all
believe
these,
that
like,
at all. He's not a type of guy you would see on an ATV and wind surfing.
Well, not anymore, but like initially, they would have this like hot weekend together where they would spend the whole weekend and they would, you know, kind of do like a, he said, like a reset mm-hmm. where he would really think about his life, his marriage, and he got a chance to be with this ex. So, which means she had to build into her marriage that she can spend one weekend a year with Bill
Gates.
Probably
the same weekend.
Obviously the same weekend.
Right.
That's what I mean. Like but her husband had to be cool with it also.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. So when she got married, she had to say, listen, one caveat, I'll marry you, I'll be with you, except there's one weekend a year that I'm going to be spending with my ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing it all this time. Since like 1987. Isn't that crazy?
I don't see another guy agreeing to that unless Bill is putting some money into this.
No, they're very wealthy. The woman is very wealthy and her husband's very wealthy. Remember, billionaires don't hang out with people like you and I. They hang out with other billionaires. Mm-hmm. So the people in their circles don't need his money. They have their own money. They're worth a lot. Like the woman has her own financial company, and then her husband is like, you know, owns a million other financial companies. So they have, believe me, it's not like you and me. When they first got together, think about that. So you're Melinda Gates, mm-hmm. you're working. Oh, well, not Gates yet. You're Melinda, I don't know, Smith.
Yeah.
And you're working for Microsoft and you get seated at a table next to the CFO, you know, next to the CEO, whatever he was.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys hit it off and you're young, you know, and he's like, I'm a billionaire. He was already a billionaire when they met. Remember, he's like, I dig you, but there's one thing you need to know. I have this connection with my ex and we are best friends. You know, maybe sex happens, maybe it doesn't. I mean, there was a movie based on this, like an old movie based on this where they would meet once a year. I think it was called Same Time Next Year. Mm. And that's what it was about. And sometimes they would meet and they would just argue, you know what I mean? Like an old married couple. They wouldn't always have sex, but they would, it was sort of like their relationship reset. So I'm telling you, like, do you know people? I know people from Harvard. I know people who have a lot of money. They're weird. They have like, they have weird lives, weird lifestyles. They do things differently than we do. Mm-hmm. So while this would sound like this would be a non-starter for me with my boyfriend, that's a non-starter. When you're in that world, weirder things go on. So letting your billionaire husband have one weekend with his ex-girlfriend is the least you can expect to be with a billionaire.
So one weekend, I don't know. Are you willing to give that up for $100 billion?
Yeah, for that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Remember, Melinda Gates was a stay-at-home mom. She didn't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she raised three children, and they're kind of young. I didn't realize the kids were so young because the Bill Gates is like almost, he's like 75.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of assumed that the kids were, you know, in their 40s or something. But no, apparently they have a kid that's like 18, a kid that's 25.
They have, a couple younger kids, I thought.
18, 20, and 25, I think, are the kids' ages. So that's a lot younger than I expected. But so, you know, Melinda was younger than him and raised the children and got to live this amazing life. And now here's the other thing. There's no prenup. They had no prenup, which, again, you're already a billionaire when you meet her. Have a prenup, but they didn't. Mm. So what?
But I love her and I'm never leaving her. That's what he said. You know, I'm the minute I heard this, I want to know if Jeff Bezos' ex-wife has more money than Melinda's going to have.
Well, Bezos is worth $144 billion and he maintained 75% of it and she only got 25%. So I think Melinda Gates is going to be worth more because I think that she's splitting it. They made a deal. They won't tell us what it is, mm-hmm. but they already made a deal. She's not taking a monthly. She's taking the lump. You know how
imagine that monthly.
when you win the lottery. This is like literally winning the lottery.
You're going to call J.G. Wentworth and get a one-time payout.
Right. Right.
Can I get like a $50 billion payout? can you work that out?
Yeah, like, you know, you have a choice to take a monthly or a choice to just take a lump sum. She took a lump sum. And not just that, they have 5 houses in 5 different states. Mm-hmm. They have things from Leonardo da Vinci that are worth millions upon millions of dollars, like art and things like that. They have a lot of stuff.
They have the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, well, pretty much. So they had to divide that stuff too, mm-hmm. you know? But they're going to both continue working on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So that's going to be a little awkward, but yeah.
Yeah, you can imagine people like that. They take you into a room and go, is that the Declaration of Independence? Yeah, that's that's it. The one that you see in the museum, that's fake. Is that the Mona Lisa? Yeah. The other one, fake. This
we keep
the
it in the bathroom because we think it's funny.
So when you go in and you see the Mona Lisa when you're peeing.
She's got that smirk. So, you know, it makes it seem like, why are you smirking?
Yeah. So they just have crap like that laying around. Hope Diamond just laying on the coffee table.
Right.
So I can't imagine what that's going to be and what the tax hit is going to be for them.
Oh, what do you care about that?
This is things I think about.
how billionaires are going to handle it. Here's what I think should happen. I don't think this should be billionaires. I think that you should get to 900 million mm-hmm. or 999 million, and that's it. Anything you make above and beyond that has to go back to the country you live in to pay for health, education, schools, roads.
He made that money himself. He made every single dime
off of us. No. You make it sound like he created something and only he made money off of like other billionaires. He made money off of us.
Mm-hmm.
But we bought it. Right. What choice did we have? It wasn't like there was a lot of options out there. I mean, Microsoft was the only game in town for a long time. You know what I mean? So he made a lot of money off of us. So he should give back. He does give back. I mean, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has $50 billion that they put towards different charities. And remember, he took $75 million of that and just put it towards finding a vaccine, like getting vaccines out there. So they do good things with their money. But I'm not talking about them. I'm saying billionaires in general. Like Bezos has never, he's the cheapest motherfucker in the world. He won't even pay his employees properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like someone like Jeff Bezos, you know, you should cap. And then everything else above that should go back to society. I mean, there's literally children starving in this country right now.
But Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, they made their fortune.
I understand,
but we bought it. You didn't have to go to Amazon. You could have went to Walmart. And Walmart people made money off of us. So they came into the world just like we did. Feet first, sometimes head first.
No, they didn't come in just like we know. They came in. Bill Gates is the only one who came in without an advantage. He didn't have like billionaire parents.
He started that in a garage.
That's what I'm saying. So he's one of the few people that like actually created something. But most of these idiots, like they came in with money and they made money off of money. It's not like they, you know, they weren't poor.
Those people are different. I'm talking about the people that started Apple, that started Microsoft, that came up with an idea, built it in a garage and built it from nothing. They had, they came into the world same way we did.
I know, but nobody needs $1 billion. Nobody needs $1 billion. You will never spend that much money in your whole life. Nobody needs $1 billion, let alone Bezos, who has $144 billion, and Gates, who has $130 billion. You don't need that kind of money.
No.
You're fine.
I take it like that guy from Silicon Valley. I don't want cars with doors that open like this. I want them to open like this. And this, that's what I want. That's right, the kind of car I want.
Okay, so that's fine. With $1 billion, you can have a whole fleet of those.
Right, with cars with doors that open like that.
What I'm saying is, nobody needs $130 billion. They should be embarrassed that they have so much money.
No, I bet they are. I bet they just can't stand themselves.